Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. Oh, this month over in the Academy, we're doing shadow work, and it's just such deep, meaningful work, and I'm so excited about it. So if this is something that you're interested in, even if you're listening to this podcast weeks and months later, you can still access the recordings to these trainings. So just follow the link in the show notes to join our academy. It would be amazing to have you in there, my love. Okay, so I read this quote the other day. Someone posted it on Instagram, and I was like, oh my gosh, yes, all the yeses. It reads, before you heal someone, ask him if he's willing to give up the things that made him sick. And I was like, boom, yes. Okay. And we can look at this quote in a couple of different ways, but what I would ask you to reflect on is, where are you looking for someone to make a problem go away? Where are you looking for a shortcut in finding a solution to something? Now, in the quote, it says healing, but it could be just finding a solution to something. So let me give you more on this. As you know, I have explored the areas of plant medicine, and I've seen that it is rising in awareness and interest with a lot of people in regards to a healing modality. And while I am a big proponent of them, and I believe in their powers, and I think it's amazing to do, and I'm not even going to touch on in this episode on any of the more critical things of plant medicine, you know, whether it's sustainable, whether it is, you know, of high integrity to the indigenous people who work with these plant medicines. I'm not going to go into that. What I will discuss, though, briefly, is the belief that it can do these transformational things, and it almost like bypasses you doing the work. Now, this is just one example, right? But I've seen a lot of people talk about this. It's like, I'm just going to do this one ayahuasca journey, or I'm going to do a series of plant medicines, and all of a sudden I'm going to have this. I'm going to have my purpose. I'm going to know my life vision. I'm going to have clarity on this. I'm going to be able to heal this, 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 this. And it has the capacity and power to do that for sure. But these plant medicines are infinitely wise, and they give you what you want. I mean, sorry, what you need, not necessarily what you want. But there's also a little bit of, you know, handing over to the other without exploring on your own. For example, have you done the healing work yourself on a conscious level? You know, have you done that inner child healing? Have you explored your shadow? Have you tried different practices in your conscious existence? Like, as you are right now, listening to this podcast, have you, as you are, tried different healing modalities on your own? And so I feel that plant medicines can be a beautiful complementing addition to your healing journey, but I don't think it should necessarily be the only thing that you do. No, not necessarily. I don't believe it's the only thing that you should do. And this is just another instance of us trying to take shortcuts, trying to like instant like gratifications, give me the answer, give me the magic pill, right? There is no magic pill, because the thing is with plant medicines, as with many other things, is you have to be willing to do the work after, right? So going back to the quote, before you heal someone or before you heal yourself, ask yourself, are you willing to give up the things that made you sick, right? So let's look at healing from a physical, emotional, spiritual, psychological perspective, right? So let's look at physical as an example. So if you are morbidly obese and you're, you know, having trouble moving your body and it's getting really hard and, you know, someone offers you gastric bypass surgery and you're like, yes, I'm going to do it. It will immediately give me results. Just to be clear, I'm not saying that this isn't a good option for some people. I'm trying to use this as a demonstrative purposes. So you might want to do the gastric bypass, but then after that, if you don't change your habits, if you don't change your behavior, if you don't give up those things that led to your morbid obesity, then you're going to end up back in that same place. Now, this can be for anything, emotionally speaking as well. For example, if you just ended a relationship and it was horrible, it was heartbreaking, it did horrible things to your self-esteem, all of these things, and it was just such a horrible place for you to be in, what are you going to do after someone gets you out of that toxic relationship or you manage to leave? What habits are you going to change? How are you going to embark on the healing journey to heal yourself so you don't create more of the same? Because if you don't change something in your conscious mind, then you will create that relationship again. You will attract a similar relationship to that. So what are you willing to give up? It might be you're willing to give up thought patterns, ways of thinking, which will require a level of work. It will require you to go and do some work, some healing work. So, and this is applicable for spiritually speaking and psychologically speaking as well, okay? Because healing on any capacity is only sustainable when we are willing to do the daily work. There is no magic pill. If someone is selling you a magic pill to healing, run. Run far away and don't look back. Because the reality is, my love, is the healing journey is a day by day. It's a day by day choosing of yourself. It's a day by day honoring yourself through your rituals and your practices of self-love and self-honoring. So if you truly want to heal, what are you willing to let go of? What are those things that make you sick emotionally, physically, psychologically, spiritually? What of those are you willing to let go so that you can live a radically different life? Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.